Hello?
Hello.
Did you get anything done today in our field of your successor?
No, sir. Nothing affirmative because Mr. Justice Clark is out of the city and will be until Friday evening. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's his birthday. Mm-hmm. He'll be back for that. I talked with Ramsey about it, and I talked with Mr. Justice Black about it.
What does he say?
And he has fairly strong feelings that the justice should resign if this should occur. I saw him in a reception.
Did you tell Ramsey that?
Ramsey says his dad has the same feelings. I talked with him about that, and I suggested what you had suggested without putting it on you, putting it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that his dad would not be back in town till tomorrow night. And Ramsey has very strong feelings that if his dad feels this way, his dad should not resign because he's 67 and still in the prime and so forth and so on. His dad has very strong feelings that he should never stand in his son's way. They both of them sit in a slightly stiff-necked position, and I don't think it's going to be difficult to do anything until I think I ought to talk with Mr. Justice Clark. But
well, I think you've got three or four things you ought to bear in mind. I think you ought to tell him you're going to help as much as you can on everything, that you've played right field and shortstop, too. And you think that's one thing the administration needs, that first that he gets the same salary as he knows and the same clerks as he knows. Mm-hmm. And the same salary as he knows that he gets now.
Yes, sir.
All of those things. That he can sit all over the country whenever he's needed. But there's one thing the country really needs, is somebody to sit in on some of these difficult things where we need an impartial, objective, a judicial, nonpartisan approach. The president has them every day, and you think the president has enough confidence in him, and that he has so forth, that he could do a good many things, and that he could probably be as much service there or more than he could where he is, and same time his boy could have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If it worked out that way, let's don't commit
no,
me.
No,
but
no,
I mean,
no.
You could open that,
sure.
You could open that thing to him.
Put this all on myself and my recommendations.
Now Dirksen called tonight, said he thought he would be the man. He thought that he was a judicious, fair fella, and couldn't replace you, but he thought he would be the next best to you. I said, well, I don't know. I want you to think about Tom on there. Well, he said he doesn't appear before the Supreme Court. He's not arguing cases. That's not right. Said Hughes had his son solicitor general and said that is different, but said this is not it. And I said, well, I think I'm worried about it. Well, he said, I'm not, and I wouldn't give a damn. I'll defend it. But I think that the approach to make is probably reminding these other things and let him know that you'll probably be more active off the court than you are on it, but it'll be doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. No, I do.
There are a good many things every day that I need somebody on.
Yeah.
Not Warren commissions, but that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If we could just get a court. So I'm going to go away for the weekend. Now, I wish that whatever friends you got, you would... Particularly, your Rosenberg, Rosenthal,
mm-hmm.
that you would really insist that they take your New Republics and your Nations and your editorial writers. I think you got a rather exceptionally good press,
mm-hmm.
but I think that you ought to ask our people to see that they are adequately briefed on your background and on your honest self. I don't want them to puff it. I just want them to tell. What you are, because I think you are the most selfless man in this government. And I think it's all right for Rosenthal to say that that's what the president says. And he calls you not just on justice at all. He calls you on economics, that he calls you on international. And that international was your hope. That Russ told me he wanted you Assistant Secretary of State, and they wouldn't let them have you. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think somebody ought to be saying that.
Well, that is out, actually.
I think somebody ought to be saying that you came in and you wrote opinions over there, that wasn't what you wanted to do, but you tried to serve your country. You didn't want to be in a goddamn prison camp, but that's what you're supposed to do to save your country. And you wrote opinions including the Equal Employment Order and stuff of that kind, and hounded with me for days and days and days on things of that nature. And then you went up and you didn't like select judges. That wasn't your grain to just go in and deal with patronage and Jim Eastland. But that's where they told you you could do the most good. And you carried it. And then when you was Attorney General, the President called you over and said, do you want a court? Do you want to go on Supreme Court? Do you want to go on Circuit Court? What's your ambition? You said, I want to serve where I really prefer not to go on the court. I want to serve where you think I can do best. He said, what about CIA? I'll be delighted to do it if that's what you want me to do. And say it stunned him so that he decided that he wanted him to be his lawyer and be his advisor. Now, that's what he's doing here. There's no deal. I'm not going to make you Secretary of State. We're not going to throw Rusk out. I'm not unaware that of the problems of life and other things, but he's going to keep his head high as long as he works for me, and you are too, and everybody else. But that you said, if that's what you want me to do, Mr. President, whatever you think I can best serve, and that includes coming right in and being with Joe Califano if you need me there, because I'm not so I want some of that to go out, I think, for your good and for my good. A lot of them wonder if I didn't make a secret deal with you to make you Secretary of State, or I saw somebody wrote an article today, Lawrence, maybe somebody else, maybe Johnson was unhappy with you or with something. And I just don't want that to, because this is this is pure and clean and noble, and the way I look at it, and I want to be sure that our image gets that way, and you're a better image maker than I am.
Mr. President, do you have any objection if I talk with Abe a bit about this other program?
I wish you would. I talked to him, and he told me you don't need to tell him I told you. But he told me the chief was really up in arms, that he gives the chief A+. He thinks chief's the greatest man in the world. But the chief told him that this just could not happen. We couldn't name this fella with the other man on it because of what it would do to the court. The hell with Hughes. And he said he was real strong, so Abe got concerned about it.
Yeah.
Abe thinks that Black and Douglas would take the same position, and he thinks the same thing, and so forth.
All right.
I think that you and Abe all also ought to talk about who you think would be the best for the deputy.
All right.
And I think you might ought to talk about the court a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'm friendly, so I have you and Abe, and outside of that, I don't have many lawyers I counsel with, and I just trust you, so don't let me down, and work at it enough where you got some suggestion.
All right, I'd like to talk to you.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
Nick?
Operator? Hello?